After 3 long, bitter years, the sugar industry's marketing company, Queensland Sugar Limited, has emerged with its status as Australia's largest marketer of raw sugar intact for now. The battle represented a seismic shift in the way that Australia's $1.7 billion worth of export sugar is sold. But at the end of it, QSL will still control the bulk of the sugar, some 1.9 million tonnes of it. Greg Bischel is the Chief Executive Officer. Mr. Bischel, considering you once sold 100% of the 3.5 million tonne pool, is this really a victory for Queensland Sugar Limited?
Good afternoon, Charlie, and thanks for having me on the show. 1.9 million tonnes is our estimate for the season. Depends on seasonal conditions, whether we're a little bit up or down from there. We're pretty happy with the outcome. It exceeded our expectations. And as you know, this has been going on for a long time, and a lot of growers didn't have very long to make their choice. And we thought that was a pretty good outcome, the 1.9 million tonnes.
What was the end result in the Wilmar supply area where those cane supply agreements were only signed off a matter of weeks ago?
We got about 1 million tonnes there out of about 1.3 million tonnes of what we call contestable grower economic interest sugar. So that was somewhere just north of 75%, which given the lateness of when this all happened, we were elated with that result.
And how does it compare across the board, across all the supply areas, with your initial expectations?
The expectations, it was hard to know. As I've told you a few times before, we didn't set targets. I guess in our minds we wanted to maintain our status as the largest marketer, get a much improved tonnage on the 600-odd thousand tonnes we had contracted, and we achieved that. But really the thing to think about now for us is how can we maintain and improve that tonnage in the years ahead? And the key thing is going to be performance and cost competitiveness.
And how will you go about taking on head-on the likes of Wilmar, MSF Sugar, you've got COFCO, all of whom have enormous agricultural trading footprints in their own right?
Well, 1.9 million tonnes is a big footprint, particularly out of Australia. QSL's got a long track record, good reputation with customers, you know, good results, particularly in the last 2 years. Our prices have been quite outstanding. So that's what we're going to focus on. We're going to get back to sugar marketing, and we won't hopefully have to spend as much time arguing about what the marketing arrangements should be.
And what will growers notice that's different, Greg Bischel, moving forward in the way that they interact with their sugar marketer and the role that you play on their behalf?
Depends which region they're from. If they're from the Bundaberg, Isis and Mackay region that have continued with the existing arrangements, they won't notice much change. If they're in the Wilmar areas, they'll notice a massive change where if they choose QSL as a marketer, they will be dealing with us directly rather than dealing through the mill as they have in the past.
You're hearing from Greg Bischel, the Chief Executive Officer of Queensland Sugar Limited. You've just emerged from 3 years of bitter, protracted negotiations. When you talk about the experience that you can offer to the industry, what was the rationale behind QSL deciding to make redundant two of its key marketing managers?
Yeah, we had a few redundancies. There was 5 people in total, actually, out of the Brisbane office, Charlie, who were made redundant this week. That was a very sad thing to do. We picked up some staff in the regions, but the reality, as you've pointed out, is that we're no longer marketing all of the crop, so we have to make sure we're cost competitive, and we have to stop doing some things. And we've started doing some new things, such as dealing directly with the Wilmar growers. So that meant some logical changes to the number of staff we have and the job that we have our staff doing.
But 2 key personnel working in the direct area of marketing, would that be prudent at a time like this?
Yeah, we've got a number of people working in that area. And the reality is that we've got about 1.7 million tonnes less sugar to market. So, you know, that means some obvious changes to our staff footprint if we're going to remain cost competitive.
Are there any more cuts on the horizon?
I'm hoping to employ people, Charlie. I want to get more than the 1.9 million tonnes. I want to do more marketing work for the industry, achieve good prices, and if we do that, we'll be employing more people rather than having to have more redundancies.